Of all the things that are out there, what could cause an excess in a single year of 10 million deaths? Now, clearly a big war could, and a pandemic, natural or created by bioterror.
Share with you one really funny opinion, but there is in Lapland, there is a group of the shamans there who would do something called collective dreaming. They will go together in seclusion and do the rituals with eating very little food and being in a solitude for a long time, and they will go and dream the dreams. And the dream have to be collective same dream. So coming out of this dream, this once the shaman told me that actually the best thing happened in this planet right now is the Trump to be the president. I said, how is this possible? It's the best thing to happen. He said, yes, because he's so irrational. He's so crazy. That's actually create that awakening that we finally wake up. Because before it will be another guy and everything was similar. But he's so different than anything else. So they actually, he's the magician who waking us up. What do you think?
Best thing happened ever to us. That he is the magician of the highest order. That he is there in his irrational mind to create confusion in order that the human being can find new order. You know, it's not so stupid thinking about this in that way. It's completely turning things upside down.
So I'm not exactly sure what it's going to take, but people need to understand that Trump is here for a reason. And Trump is much bigger than what we thought he was. Because when you've got Marina Abramovich, the woman that showed us all spirit cooking, the woman that is, without a doubt, totally and completely a witch, explaining that Trump is a magician of the highest order, causing confusion and chaos. Well, that's exactly what's happening right now. Confusion and chaos is occurring. I've shown you this 10 years ago. I've shown you it 5 years ago. I probably showed it to you the other day. But MAGA, MAGA in Latin, magical, magic, witch. MAGA in Italian, sorceress or witch. MAGA in Spanish, magician or wizard or illusionist. MAGA in Polish, magician. MAGA in Sanskrit, magician or priest of the sun. When's the last time you saw Sanskrit? We saw them on the Georgia Guidestones before the...
They don't say this.
Unbelievable. Don't click tabs when you've got 300 tabs open. Before the elites decided to blow up the Georgia Guidestones, it had every language on it, including Sanskrit. Why in the world would you ever need Sanskrit, seeing how nobody on earth uses Sanskrit anymore? It's only for the great old ones. Now remember, because so many things occur, it's hard to remember. But remember that the Pope opened five holy doors, five portals, as they call them. Five portals, their words, not ours. They've let evil into this world, and we're seeing it in every way humanly possible. But I'm going to stick with Donald Trump for this. Because the anti-war president is doing things. Lots of big things are occurring right now. Like we're sending stealth bombers to Diego Garcia, a strategic military outpost in the Indian Ocean, right over there next to Iran. You see what I'm saying? And this is a real, real thing. It's sending a strong signal to Iran. Isn't that comical, huh? A strong signal. This was just posted today. This is the Global Defense News Army Recognition Group, and I kind of follow this page. But when we're sending stealth bombers over, things are getting ready to happen. When Sweden is telling their citizens to prepare for war, because you have to remember something, okay? Other countries, their news, their food, everything is completely different than here. Like their food, they don't allow people to buy food full of poison, like America. They don't allow the water to be fluoridated, and they don't allow the news to be censored and used as propaganda as bad as the United States. We're not the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're an experiment that has come to the end. That's why when you look outside, we don't produce anything. Everything is drugs and sex and debauchery and craziness. But this, the non-war president, is doing things that are literally getting other countries to prepare for war. France is getting their household, they're telling all their citizens to prepare for an invasion, and they're giving them all survival manuals to prepare their citizens, which is crazy because this dude right here, the president of France, if you remember, Emmanuel Macron, if you look at his wiki page or anything else, not only is this dude married to a transgender monster looking thing, but if you look him up, look up his parent. He doesn't have a mother. This dude doesn't have a mother. Paris X Nanotary. I mean, it's just insane. But it's irrelevant. But even he is preparing his people. War is coming. War is coming because that's what they need to do. Do you see what I'm saying? Does it make sense? War is coming because they're doing absolutely everything else. They need to destroy the world so they can do their great reset, so they can build it all back. We're watching it happening right now in the United States because if everything isn't on fire, everything is having floods, fires, tornadoes, etc. And I've seen them all up close. It's crazy. It's absolutely everywhere. And people are under the impression that it's climate change when it's in fact geoengineering. I've been warning about this for years. And here's another funny little thing that Trump dropped the other day. Maybe you didn't get the memo. Do you see this executive order from 2 days ago? It's modernizing payments to and from America's bank accounts. Yeah. Phase out paper check disbursements and receipts. Basically, all of this in a nutshell. I'll link this below. It will all be digital wallets and real-time payment systems and other modern electronic payment systems, debit and credit card payments, direct deposits. There won't be any more banks. There won't be any more banks. They're going to do this. They are doing this. He just signed an executive order 2 days ago. I've been warning about this, and then here it is. So now, once you destroy the dollar and turn everything into Bitcoin or whatever it is they're actually going to do, you need a war. And they need the sacrifice of people. So they're going to kill people all over the place. We don't send stealth bombers to sit next to Iran if we're not going to do it. You know what I mean? This was leaked on Signal. Everybody knows about it. Some people think that this is just a psyop by the government. All this is right here is to get the temperature of everybody involved because they have plans to go to war. Now that it's all out there, everybody gets a chance to see it. You see what I mean? And they get to take the temperature to see what they have to do to get this to come to pass. Because without a doubt, they are going to take out Iran. They're going to cause so much trouble. It's going to be unbelievable, and it will end up coming back home. Now, when I say they leaked that to take the temperature, they want to see how much chatter there is, which means if it's positive, if there's enough people going, yeah, war makes sense, take out Iran, blah, 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 then they'll do it. But if there's a bunch of chatter that is not favorable, then they'll have whoever they want to destroy attack us. That's what I was talking about right there. But with this thing in place, does this make sense now? I have been telling you for well over 2 years to get your money out of the bank because they're going to do it for you. But this time, it won't be FDIC insured or anything to that effect. Anything you've been saving up in your IRA or your 401k, take half of it if you're nervous. Take half of it and turn it into physical gold and silver, something you actually hold in your hand. Because right now, you don't hold your IRA or your 401k in your hand. It's held in a bank, and it's all ones and zeros. Get it turned into something physical, because gold is going to be a big deal. And right now, London is jacking the price of gold up, and America is short-selling it, because it looks like they're going to try to buy all the gold. Do you see what I'm saying? And in order to do their new world order, which, I mean, what else do you need to see? How much further do they have to go? Do they have to bomb your house before you understand that this is exactly what it is they're doing? These guys are going to go to war like you read about World War III. They're going to blow everything up. And the only people that are going to pay the price are you and me. These people, don't worry about them. They'll be fine. They've been inbreeding for years. They're good to go. Nothing to worry about, folks. Look at that, huh? Yeah, that looks like some good, healthy, average people. No, none of these guys have little kids tied up in the trunk of their car or at their house or anything to that effect. You see what I'm saying? This is getting absolutely crazy. And they've been warning you. They've been warning you slowly. They've been warning you quietly. But now they're warning you out loud. This is no joke, man. These guys are getting ready to do this, and you're going to be the one holding the bag, so to speak, or holding the empty bag. They have to do the social credit system because that will keep everybody in line. You heard what this dude said.
We will be the envy of every nation, and we will not allow ourselves to be taken advantage of any longer.
You would see it. Your body cams will be transmitting that. The police will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording, watching and recording everything that's going on. Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on.
Ellison's vision is for AI to analyze data from this network of cameras in real time in an attempt to prevent crime while also tracking and influencing public behavior for a safer society. However, the idea raises serious privacy concerns. Critics argue it could lead to a surveillance state with constant monitoring infringing on personal privacy rights, while others say it could help solve crimes faster and provide transparency to citizens in cases of excessive force from law enforcement.
We're going to have supervision. In other words, every police officer is going to be supervised at all times.
Ellison's proposal highlights a growing trend among tech giants to harness AI for societal influence, which may significantly reshape our lives in the coming years. For more unbiased updates from all...
But you see what I'm saying. This guy runs Oracle. Oracle. Remember The Matrix? It's just funny how everything ties back to The Matrix or to some other movie. Every movie we've ever watched our entire lives is literally coming to pass. Right now we're going to Terminator, where drones and machines are attacking us. You see what I'm saying? It's insane. And who voted for this? Who voted that these people were the best people on earth to keep an eye on everybody else and to enforce laws, rules, and regulations that never, ever stop? You can't go fishing. Teach a man to fish, he'll never starve as long as he can pay for the permit. You know what I mean? You can't drive. You can't drive in New York. I drove through upstate New York on the way home the other day. And you literally hit a toll every 6 minutes, and there aren't even any on-ramps. You know what I mean? Every 6 minutes, and it's the worst road in the world. But it's New York. They don't care. It is what it is. Whatever. You know what I mean? But this will be the social credit system. And it, like I said before, and I'll say it again, if this isn't just conspiracy entertainment because you've got nothing better to do, then you're not going to be in their system. You're going to have to deal with people hand to hand. You're going to have to rely on the network I've been trying to set up for 15 years. 15 years, man. 15 years. And here it is. Here it comes. And the beauty part is, the last 7 months on the road, I did a GoFundMe. And I said, you know, the top donors, I will come by and hang out with you. Well, you know how unbelievably well that went? I met people that were set up so big time, it was unbelievable. They've got their chickens. They've got their freeze-dried food. They've got their colloidal silver. They've got ways to take care of themselves with lights or no lights, with police or no police. You know what I'm saying? It was amazing. And the beauty part is, I make these videos because unlike any other YouTuber that I've ever heard of, I meet you guys. And that's what I've been doing for well over a decade. I meet you guys. And on this particular trip, I made some really good friends because these subscribers were solid. Solid. One of them, I mean, I go back to their house. I've been back there 4 times in 7 months. You know what I mean? A couple of them have gone back more than twice. It's just insane. That's, you know, I care. It matters. I don't have a wife. I don't have a kid. I don't even have a dog. I've been thinking about it, but I mean, I didn't think I'd still be here right now, so I didn't think it'd be fair to get a dog, but I might be doing that. I don't know. At any rate, there will be an event. The banks will go to zero. Everybody goes to zero, and then you're on the social credit system. And if you don't pass the test, you can't play. You know what I mean? And that's what I've been warning you about. And for all you people that have worked your entire lives and you've saved up for 401ks and your IRAs and everything, when you go to cash them in, They won't be there. There will be an event, and it will be soon because they're doing this. I've never seen things move so fast since January. This is insane. Think about all the events we've seen since January. It started right off, first day of the year, bing, bang, boom. You know what I'm saying? Unbelievable, and it hasn't stopped. And don't forget about the weather warfare, because it's the 27th of March right now, and it's still freezing out. Usually, we're getting some nice days by now, but not at all. And again, when you come to Massachusetts or the Northeast, there is no sun. We don't have the sun. You see the sun a few times a year, and I'm not even exaggerating, but let me get back to the video.
The golden age of America begins right now. From this day forward, our country will flourish and be all over the world. But to announce the largest AI infrastructure project by far in history, and it's all taking place right here in America. Together, these world-leading technology giants are announcing the formation of Stargate. So put that name down in your books.
And just pay attention. Just pay attention to Trump, okay? These are things that are important to him. These are things that he believes in. Like what I'm doing right now. Except, do you see me looking at a script, watching, reading a piece of paper or anything like that? Everything that he does is a script, and the script is a little bit higher than him. But I got a funny feeling Trump is a lot more than we thought he was originally. The guy with the orange hair and the shenanigans, you know, the guy that was on the Lolita Express a bunch of times with pictures to prove it. Nobody seems to believe that, but let him finish.
Because I think you're going to hear a lot about it in the future. A new American company that will invest $500 billion at least in AI infrastructure in the United States very quickly, moving very rapidly, creating over 100,000 American jobs almost immediately. It seems to be
100,000 jobs for Americans building. So they're taking your money, then they're going to give you a little bit back, but they're going to give almost all of it to the tech giants so they can continue building this massive apparatus, this Stargate. You know what I mean? And I've already talked to you about the Stargate, where it's located in Texas. Where it's located in Texas is dead nut center in the middle of where they were making a gigantic CERN that they just stopped making. I'm looking at the pause button. See that? I just paused. You didn't even know it. Or maybe you did. I don't know. You see this? The abandoned Texas Super Collider that dwarfed the Large Hadron Collider, which is CERN. So they were building this massive, massive thing. You've probably heard of CERN's Large Hadron Collider, the home of the particle accelerator on the French-Swiss border, which discovered the Higgs boson. You might not know there was an abandoned particle collider still hidden beneath Waxahachie, Texas, that is three times as large and potentially three times as powerful as its European cousin. Did you know that? Well, if you watched my channel, you did. That, exactly in the middle of that ring, they were building this massive super collider, and they claimed they stopped. But now, all of a sudden, that's exactly dead nuts in the center. That's exactly where this is going. Yeah, the Stargate project, you know, because Stargate has so much to do with computers on Earth. You know what I mean? But it's going directly in the center. So many people have posited this, and I think I might go along with them. It's either they did finish the underground collider and they're just not telling us because it's none of your business, or they found a literal Stargate and that's why they're building this enormous set of factories that's going to cost $500 billion. It was the first thing Trump did when he got into office. He didn't address the drones that are still out there. FYI, you just don't hear about it anymore. He didn't take care of prices. He didn't do anything. He came right out of the gate and instantly gave one billionaire giving our money to other billionaires. You know what I mean? These guys are already billionaires. Why do they need to take $500 billion for a country that's $36 trillion and climbing in debt? But he did, because that's the deal. But long story longer, these boys are making moves, and they're making moves right in front of everybody's faces. You really can't miss it. You know what I mean? This is disconcerting. This is the digital dollar without saying it. Even though it kind of does. Notice that? No banks, no paper money. Digital wallets and real-time payment systems and other modern electronic payment options. Social credit system. Everything's going to run on how good you behave, how many vaccines you get, what are you eating, what aren't you eating, where do you think you're going? You're not going there. You can't drive. Climate change. You know what I mean? This entire system, this entire web is coming to pass, and Trump is literally bringing it in. And it was a brilliant move having Trump in office, because people that may possibly have thought about figuring this out and standing up and protecting their families and their fellow countrymen aren't doing anything. You can't say anything about Trump. They'll just, you're a liberal. I'm not a liberal. I'm awake. Voting isn't real. These guys are all actors. You know what I mean? Some of them just turn out to be really high-end magicians. And let's not forget about this, okay? Real quick. You see this woman right here? She's a famous fashion designer called Michelle Lamai or whatever. You notice her? Anything weird about her? Like her purple skin and her... She's like 200 years old and blah, blah, blah. It looks like another Marina Abramovich, doesn't it? Well, because it is. Do you remember this? It seems like a lifetime ago, but it wasn't. Demon face syndrome. Demon face syndrome. They're telling us that certain people, 70 people on Earth, see this. Normally, you'd call that nothing. But they put it in the news. They're telling us that some people are going to see demons. So if you see demons, you're not enlightened. You're not touched by God. You're not protected by angels. You're insane. Which is insane. You know what I mean? Like, if you point out that people that, you know, two men want to get married and then raise children, that's insane. Oh, it's so beautiful. Two men got married and blah. Think about the mechanics of what those two men are doing. Everything that is naturally designed, they're going against completely, and people are lauding them for it when they're, in fact, they have a mental disorder. And we even went one step beyond that now. Now we're talking about transgenders. And we even went one step beyond that now, because now we have AI robots that people can have sex with. As soon as the technology is available, what's the first thing? Sin. Sin. Every single time, the first thing that was on the internet, you probably don't even remember this, but I do because my father's in that field. So we had the internet right off the rip. The internet wasn't good for anything unless you knew how to do binary code, Linux, etc., and really slow porn. And the amount of child pornography was insane. And they did that on purpose. They called them PDF files. PDF files for a reason. It's right there. You can't miss it. That's what they called them. And people that were like, geez, I really want to have, I love my wife, but I really want to have sex with our little girl. They saw other people doing it and they normalized it. And it expanded the World Wide Web. AI technology, you can have sex with it. Right off the bat, man. I mean, this is insane, but this is where we're at right now. I've never seen so much evil being ignored and propagated by people that are supposed to be, you know, people of God, people that claim they're Christians, etc. It's unbelievable to me, at any rate. Richie from Boston. Links will be below. I'm out.